So my name is Timo Staub. I'm from the Bern University of Applied Sciences. I just had a presentation about YouTube and Wikipedia, about their use for educational purposes at a university, or Applied Sciences in our case. I can recommend both platforms. Every platform has its own advantages and disadvantages, its own specialities, if you wish. But in our experiences, the use of these platforms is recommendable. It works out surprisingly well in surprisingly a lot of cases. Of course, you have to look at the didactical setups, at the copyrights, and at some kind of things. But the point is, for many students out there, this is actually a de facto standard. They know how to use it. And I will just give one small example. We recently had a case of a professor walking around the corridor, and then he saw some students looking at his own, he heard his own voice, and he saw some students looking at his own lecture on a mobile device. And this is, I think, a small lesson about how content which is distributed in new ways can be looked at in new ways. And I think it's interesting to keep our eye open and to remember, for example, the fact that the many discussions when introducing the book, like 2,000 years ago, is it a good thing for academic discourse or not? And now I think we just use books. I mean, of course, they're limited. You cannot do everything with a book. But imagine a university without books. And I think in 1,000 years from now, probably it will be difficult to imagine a university without electronic devices, without things such as Wikipedia and YouTube. And I think it's important to keep our mind open and to learn the small things which are in there for us.